ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, إن كان صغرا في جنب طاعتك عملي فقد كبر في جنب رجائك أملي.
Brothers and sisters, the next excerpt of this whispered prayer of Sha'baniya says, إلهي إن كان صغرا في جنب طاعتك عملي. My Lord, should my deeds be insignificant with respect to obedience to you? فَقَدْ كَبُرَ فِي جَنْبِ رَجَائِكَ أَمَلِي. Great indeed is my hope with respect to my expectations from you. Brothers and sisters, as you may have noticed, the first thing that comes to our mind when repeating these sentences from Imam alayhi salam is the repetition of this fact that the supplicant is hopeful to the mercy and forgiveness of the Lord. That husnul dhan and entertaining a good opinion of the Almighty Allah that we have repeatedly discussed. And it doesn't stop here, it will be repeated throughout the next excerpt of this whispered prayer. This is one of the other etiquettes of supplication. What I'm trying to say is that entertaining a good opinion of the Almighty Allah in supplication is one of the etiquettes, and this on one hand. On the other hand, among the things that a supplicant should be careful about in prayer is that he should not lose the state of consistency in asking Allah. This is what we call tarassul in asking the requests from the Exalted. This is consistency in demanding from him. And the repetition of the fact that the supplicant is staying hopeful of the mercy of the Lord. The essence and the spirit of supplication is constituted by turning toward Allah, by beseeching and entreating him. In fact, the recitation of the supplications handed down to us from the infallible Imams is teaching us this important etiquette. The supplicant should not lose this state of being hopeful. And in the next level, the state of consistency in staying hopeful and praying without constraint, and that sense of humility and softening the heart we used to discuss. So it is important for a supplicant to preserve this state of prayer, because of what it entails of consistency and ease in being attentive to Allah and imploring Him. This is what we can learn and infer from the transmitted supplications.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. The late Imam Khomeini, in many places, on several occasions, emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. And he said, philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So when the supplicant, brothers and sisters, says, إِلَهِ إِنْ كَانَ صَغْرَ فِي جَنْبِ طَاعَتِكَ عَمَلِي فَقَدْ كَبُرَ فِي جَنْبِ رَجَائِكَ أَمَلِي. My Lord, should my deeds be insignificant with respect to obedience to You, great indeed is my hope with respect to expectations from You. You notice that this fact that the supplicant is staying hopeful is being repeated throughout this Munajat Sha'baniyyah. And this is injecting us with staying hopeful. This is teaching us how we should approach our Lord. The A'imma alayhimu salam sometimes used to prefer for a supplicant to supplicate consistently with whatever came into his mind rather than supplicating with the transmitter's prayers, because they wanted the supplication to be along with consistency and continuity. This is a secret in talking to our Lord. Zurara is reported to have said, I said to Abu Abdullah, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, teach me a supplication. And Imam alayhi salam said, the best of supplications is indeed that which flows on your tongue. This, of course, does not necessarily mean that the A'imma always preferred kinds of supplications that flows on the tongue of the servants over the transmitted supplications. No. But this is only here to teach us the importance of consistency and staying hopeful, entertaining a good opinion of our Lord. And this is one of the etiquettes and prerequisites of a supplication. If you want your request to be granted, one of the etiquettes of asking our Lord is consistency. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ كَرِهَ إِلْحَاحَ النَّاسِ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ فِي الْمَسْأَلَةِ وَأَحَبَّ ذَلِكَ لِنَفْسِ. Surely, Almighty Allah does not like the people having consistency in requests from each other, but He loves that from Himself. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يُحِبُّ أَن يُسْأَلَ وَيُطْلَبَ مَا عِنْدَهِ. Allah, the Blessed, the Exalted, loves to be asked from. Also, Imam Baghir alayhi salam is reported to have said, والله لا يلح عبد مؤمن على الله عز وجل في حاجته إلا قضاها له. I swear by Allah, if a true believer has consistency in asking the request from the Lord, He will surely grant for him. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shaban bjamalek, jalalek, zahoban. والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زغوبان
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زغوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان
والعالم يا شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان